now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. How's everybody doing this Monday?
Lovely. Lovely. How are you?
Everything is great. I've been having a great weekend, and hopefully it's the start to a great week.
It is the start to a great week.
And it definitely is, because I have two talented young ladies in the building with me. As soon as I was able to get them here, I asked them to come immediately, and it was like last minute. They were like, you're putting us on the spot. But I appreciate them coming out. I greatly appreciate both of you coming out. So I have Nancy the Great and the Bomb Jalam.
Yes,
DJ.
Sir. Bomb in the building.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
I'll get ready to say the same. I was going to say the same thing.
Get my dog.
Got to do the drops.
They have their podcast called
The Playbook ATL.
The Playbook ATL. And the Playbook ATL is not just a playbook like you're thinking of, but it's also meaning like playing spades, collecting these books.
Yeah, we collecting books for sure.
So you're playing spades, you're collecting books, you're talking shit, and you're talking sports.
Yeah, that's what we
all
do.
All at the same time.
How did this concept come about? Because it's dope. Like I said, I'm mad I didn't think of it, to be honest with you.
Well, honestly, as a female out here in the streets of Atlanta that loves sports, we always get, contended upon, like, oh, you don't know sports, you a girl, you don't know sports, whatever. So I'm usually always the girl in the conversation taking money from all the guys about sports because they think I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And she is too.
Straight hustle.
So I'm like, one day we was at the club or something, right? I'm like, look, I got something I want to do. And I'm like, yo, hit me tomorrow.
At the club and she was like, I got an idea.
I'm
going to talk to you.
Yeah, like we ended up like talking, and we got our other third co-host. She's not here today. She working. DJ Candy Rain. She's also a DJ. And I was like, yo, all three of us talk spades, love play spades. We all know our shit when it comes to sports. We got to like make a show about this. We just gonna do us three girls versus one guy. You gotta beat us talking shit at spades and in sports. So
on all levels.
Just
put pressure on them on all.
Yeah, because y'all got pressure on us all the time. So
right.
Why can't I reciprocate that same energy?
I respect it. I definitely respect it. So the topics of this week is kind of interesting. Like I think I talked to you earlier, Nancy, when we talked about coming in and in the NBA. Everybody's kind of having this issue talking about LeBron and things he said during All-Star Weekend, as he basically was talking about he would love to play with his son.
Yeah.
And
propaganda.
Whenever his son is ready to play, whatever team.
Cleveland not off limits.
Whatever
the
team's
Kings,
available.
I hope the Kings get him.
That drafts Bronny will also get LeBron as a package deal. Now, LeBron is, about 38? 20 years in the league now.
Yeah, he's been in there for a minute.
Do you really want a old LeBron and his son, who's ranked number 43?
I'm going to be real with you. I feel like most teams want LeBron.
They want LeBron in any capacity.
Because he's going to sell seats off top. Like, especially if it's his last year. Like, okay, Bronny here, and it's his farewell tour. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to sell seats.
$10 million right there.
Like, everybody going to be tanking that year.
But I want to win. Like, I want to win a championship.
But I mean, you got to think of it kind of like how MJ left. You know, he was with like the Wizards and stuff. People were still going to see him. You know, I went to see, MJ in one of those games just to see him, like she said. So,
right.
At the end of the day, all they care about is money, if we being honest.
True. I do agree with that. Most owners only and see, I already got the crowd buzzing. Maybe it's me. Maybe he disagreed with me. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it was y'all. I said it was me. But once again, shouts out to my boy Big Gaff. He's been a part of the show before. And it's his birthday. Well, his birthday
Ooh,
just
happy
passed.
Birthday. Okay.
So big
Pisces
salute to my guy.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to. Hello.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in. And you know I'm LeBron fan, but I'm trying to be unbiased as possible. It don't have to be a sorry team.
I never said it had to be a sorry team.
Let's just say, okay, you got the second round pick. You can take Bronny in the second round, and you're a legit team.
Yeah,
hold
and
on.
Then you get LeBron.
If you trade for it, yeah.
Even if you get an old LeBron, and he the fourth wheel.
Yeah.
You going to sell out and
every game
off your bench.
Every
just
game.
Just because his son them. How can you not? How can you beat that?
So I was thinking that you could get him later, but I feel like a lot of teams going to try to snatch him immediately. Yo, they're not going to let him stay on the board too long.
Just because.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, sure. Just,
you got to take him.
So now what we're saying is LeBron is going to have to humble himself because he's been the man in the league for 20-plus years, and all of a sudden you want him to take a back seat to whatever star is on the potential team that he's going to. You also want him to basically play mentor slash coach to his son. Yeah, but it ain't looking successful.
Hey, it hasn't. I mean, look at the Lakers. They let him run the last trade, and this is where they got him. The league not fucking with him.
He wants to back off. He wanted AD to take over. AD ain't did it.
Yeah, AD.
AD was never ready for that.
He wants to take the back seat. He tired. You see?
I feel like he's ready to kind of like let go of the reins.
He's tired. He's just talented. So he got, oh, he ain't going to do nothing. I got it. Dang.
No, yeah, that's basically what happened.
I can kind of see that. I can kind of see that he wanted Anthony Davis to take over, but Anthony Davis is not ready for the job. And that's why I think we talked about it last week. I want to get your opinion on it. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis was a part of this top 75 fiasco, and I was looking like...
Too early.
Right.
Completely too early for me.
And he's one shot. Like, he hit the one bucket in the bubble that put them over the top to get the W. Outside of that, he's injury prone.
Very much so.
And he's young.
And he's super young. And
he
then
stays injured.
He's injury prone, but you can't argue with them numbers. I feel like he's in the top 75 just because
you
of
like
the
Anthony Davis, too?
If he on that list.
I feel like if you looking at his numbers, he put together 2-3 good years just like every
so
other
you
spot.
Saying that he goes
just early.
You're telling me he belongs there over Dwight Howard?
That's what I was going to say.
Because he does not.
I'm not saying you.
That's how I ended up going, though. You guys.
What I'm saying is you can tell us a couple other people can come out.
A few. Very few.
AD stays is what I'm saying. You take out the motherfucker.
I'm not sure that AD stays. But like I said, in recent months, I do agree. Like there's a lot of people in that top 75 that we can like eliminate. Because we can go through, and I'm sure if we look back in like the 50s and 60s, some of these big guys, like, come on, they wouldn't stand a chance today. In today's NBA.
I think it'll be the opposite. I think these kids can be behind beat. That's what
they're too
little. Old dude was too little.
Before the 3-point line.
Yeah, before the 3-point line.
Right. They were so little.
They were tiny. I get that.
Charles Oakley had the comment this week where Giannis would be come off the bench, which is asinine.
Yeah, I said that was ridiculous.
But what Oakley don't realize is, and he's a small three right now. He's 6'9", 230 pounds when he played. You're at 3.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
not
a big guy. You're not an enforcer in this league. I was just going to say the same thing.
He would not be an enforcer.
You're
so,
not like that.
Yeah. The game has changed too. But
he's not that big. People are bigger. Guards are big as him. James Harden is 6'7", 240. That's huge.
Oakley.
It is hard to move somebody off of a spot. And bully somebody, which is the same with the same type of pressure that Charles Oakley used to apply to a lot of guys to be that enforcer. It's hard to do that when you're smaller than the guy. Like, you couldn't go in here and out-muscle Embiid.
Yeah.
If Embiid decides he was going to the basket, he's going to the basket.
He's definitely going.
You better get out the way.
Right, you better get out the way. That's how they made it to the finals, for real. He just dove in the whole time.
I totally respect the older guys, but a lot of times they're unrealistic with their – The game evolves. Bigger, faster, stronger. And that's in everything in the world, including basketball.
I agree with that. I agree that the game does evolve. But everybody always
Curry
feels
the
like their era
point guard in the league,
was
the
best
era. No. I feel like that's how it should be, though, because that's the best era you lived through. So
right.
To you, that is your best. That's your perception, you know. So.
But I think it's closed-mindedness to just sit here and be like, well, no. We're not going to acknowledge the greats of this time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's when you become the old guy. That's when everybody's like, oh,
yeah,
look at
him.
His old ass is washed.
Talking about Wilt Chamberlain
back in my day.
Like, we're not even talking about Wilt.
But, so, I really like the fact that Anthony Davis tries to be that, but he's just not that.
See, like, in my opinion, I don't feel like he tries hard enough.
Tries
for him
all.
To be as big as he is,
and
the potential that he has to be so dominant, he doesn't live up to that potential, in my opinion. Like, when he was with the Pels, he had maybe, like, two or three winning seasons. Yeah. But I feel like he could be so much more so. He could be, like, a Giannis type, honestly. I know he don't like playing the five.
I expected him to be Giannis, if I'm being honest.
He could be more like a Giannis type, but
and he know how to shoot
just doesn't
too.
Dominate like you would think he would, looking at him and his size and stature.
I agree that mentality isn't there. That mentality isn't there. Yeah. And for Anthony Davis and the – Giannis made it a mission to bulk up.
He did. He was super skinny.
Right, and to bulk up because he got into the league and he realized his limitations. I think that if you're being honest,
yeah,
I think that's part of taking your game to the next level. Looking around you, saying, "Oh, I'm really not a shooter. Mm-hmm. I'm really not a ball handler. I can put a couple moves together, but what I can do is hit these weights." And get to the gym and get me a couple moves and do some things that way because I think he could probably touch the rim just standing flat footed as long as his arms are.
Yeah.
But just knowing what you are and developing your game that way. Like, I respect the hell out of it.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about Giannis, though, is even though he can muscle his way to the rim, he still works on those things,
right.
Like his shots, his shooting selection and stuff. So that's one thing you have to admire about Giannis. Like, you can hate him all you want, but you have to admire, like, he puts in the work.
And that's why – so I'll introduce it early. I was going to wait for later on into the segment that I was going to say add, like, the A or B. But one of the choices was going to be Giannis or Embiid if you had a choice on your squad.
Giannis, easy.
I'm listening.
Definitely Giannis. He's definitely developing his shot. I feel like he's a little bit more grittier. He does not complain as much as Embiid to me.
So
I don't like sissy shit from a center. That's
you,
just me. I grew up in a Shaq, era. So Shaq was breaking
Tim
rims
Duncan.
And Tim Duncan. Like if they didn't get the foul, it was okay. I'm gonna get the foul. Trust me. When I get this foul, you're gonna give it to me. That's the era I came up in. So
I don't see him do as much complaining.
Not anymore. He used to complain all the time.
Well, I think that's getting used to the league, and I think that's getting used to what's going on in the league and how you can rock in the league.
Yeah.
And so now that he's seeing what he can do, he's expanding. He's also growing his game. Like you see, day one of the of James Harden being there.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a Euro step back, three-point shot going
randomly,
up.
Randomly, right? Out of nowhere, huh? Like, okay.
I
kept that in the bag.
I'm going Giannis. It's not even
definitely
close.
Going with Giannis.
It ain't even close in my eyes.
Me either.
I mean, because I can plug and play Giannis at anything – Embiid is doing except shooting threes.
And he can do that
shoot threes.
And he gotta shoot threes.
But even if you say he can't, even if we just say, okay, he can't shoot threes,
right.
I can make him do everything else at a higher clip than Embiid.
Yeah.
He handles the ball, he's gonna dish it, he's gonna block the same amount of shots, he's gonna alter the same amount of shots. He can jar more positions.
Mm-hmm. Playing so defense. Actually play defense.
So
all
I
that.
Can get more out of Giannis.
Let me ask this question then. Had Giannis been in that situation with Ben Simmons, do you think it would have been as big of a
what you mean?
Like had
for the got, press and stuff like that?
So, no. Just to say, if Giannis had been in a situation where you have a guy who's on your squad, he decides he's not going to shoot at all because he's afraid of the spotlight, whether he's afraid of the crowd, whatever it is, he's not going to shoot. He's going to go into the tank. Would that have, because Embiid was basically like, man, I need this dude. Like, I mean, and I respect it. It's his teammate. He's saying, like, we had a guy who passed up a wide open layup.
Those are the facts.
I don't see Giannis doing that, so I can't really put that into the, that in the question, but into my answer, because I can't see him doing that. However, I blame all this on Doc Rivers. Keep going.
You blame it on Doc?
And Doc Rivers.
Ooh, what's that? Where the origin of that? Where does that villain story start?
What's his name? Simmons is 6'10".
Okay.
Yeah.
Big guy. Trae Young is 6'2". He posted up zero times in a 7-game series.
Yeah.
Your coach sucks.
Well,
okay.
Well, does he? Because does he realize that you don't have a heart?
The most ever. I don't care.
If I know that you don't have a heart, I'm not finna.
You ran plays for Tobias Harris.
That ought to tell you something. That's what I'm saying. That ought to tell
don't
you
do
something.
Tobias like that.
In Tobias' defense, he was an all-star.
Right. Don't do Tobias like that. He fine.
Do it once. I can see him. You didn't show me you can't do it. He ain't post him up the whole second half of the season.
No, look, I definitely agree. I agree
Come
with the Doc
man.
Rivers thing.
Doc Rivers is horrible.
It's time for Doc Rivers to move on,
you
for sure.
You take away them years with the Celtics,
I'm
sucks.
Not going to say it's time for him to move on.
He sucks.
I'm not going to say it's time to move
Doc
on.
Doc has been put in too many championship positions.
Trash is awfully strong.
He would not be a coach right now.
That's
I mean, if he wasn't
true.
A former player, yeah. If he didn't have NBA tenure, he would not be a coach.
Well, I think we can say that about a lot of people.
I mean, he wouldn't have got the chances he got.
I will say that.
The
I
team
do
in
think,
Boston coached theirself.
Literally, like, he's like, think, for me, like, my problem with Doc is that he's been put in so many championship positions that have yet to convert them for real. The amount of positions he's been in, that's where I, that's
yeah,
my
with
problem
Clippers.
With him. With too many positions. Clippers, Boston, like
you,
he said.
He got the most 3-1 give ups in the NBA history.
Literally three, like,
everybody
to win
does
this.
Say.
Basketball for 100 years, you got the most in 12, bro.
And they lost to us, and what, they was one seed last year? What was they last year? Second seed?
One or two?
Yeah, two.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Whew, Doc needs to go. Anybody
Doc
else feel like
up.
Doc need to go? Like,
I wouldn't fully blame Doc, honestly, because I feel like if Ben was with Giannis, I feel like he would be a hindrance, too, just because Giannis is so paint dominant. He's always in the paint.
But
so
Ben
just
really
standing there not doing shit would really annoy Giannis as well.
I just think that Ben, that he recognized the fact that Ben didn't have a heart early on and decided, look, I'm not going to go to you at all. I'm not going to rely on you at all.
So you can't tell me you don't have a heart when in the regular season this man averaged 20 and 10. You can't tell me you don't have a heart. You can't tell me that.
So where did it go?
Where did it go? Because things changed in the playoffs and you got the coach then. In the playoffs, you ain't no easy nights.
I don't have to coach you to tell you to slam the damn ball when you're standing right here and Trae Young is on you.
You don't have to coach me, but you have to. You definitely have to put your team in a better position. That's what coaching is, and he does that never.
I wouldn't say that. We would have to go through game by game, break down film, and just talk about what plays. I can't sit here and specifically say
the man is 6'10 and he posted up 4 times last year. He sucks.
He ain't got a heart.
I don't care. You gotta
man
try. He scored every time he posted him up though.
You
gotta do it.
Right.
So
at least try.
But I'm gonna look around the room. Is everyone in consensus saying they would take Giannis over Embiid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a little torn on that one.
Wow.
So let me hear your explanation.
That's wild.
I think mine is more of an emotional attachment because I was watching them when they was the process. I was watching them when they was the process and they was growing and getting better as a team over the years.
Yeah,
so watching them gradually get better, I grew an affinity for Embiid. So that's why I say I'm kind of torn on choosing. But if you look at Giannis on paper, Giannis is the better player.
But even with that, in that aspect, Giannis is Embiid is probably the only one that worked in that whole damn process. You went through Markelle Fultz.
He did too. That's how he became. That's why people were disappointed in him because he grew to the point.
He was an all star his first few years in the league.
I don't really count Ben right now. Just I'm sorry.
Don't count my guy out. You feel me? He about to turn up on y'all.
I need to see it. And so I'll ask you, what do you think he's going to do in Brooklyn? Like, what are your expectations for him in Brooklyn?
Honestly, hopefully he just gets back into the feel of the game. Because, honestly, it feels like he's been out the feel of the game for so long. It's going to take him the rest of the season to even get acquainted, honestly, at this point. It's a new team, new system. Luckily, they're not even in the same position as he was in. He went down in positions, honestly, right? Team-wise, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have the same type of comfort or cushion that he once had.
I feel like he's going to be – he's going to need some time to get acclimated.
Yeah,
but
need some time.
I expect big things. I expect – because this is – he's a walking 12-12, easy.
Easy.
And he's not looking for anybody to score. I mean, he don't have no problem. Like he don't have to score with KD and Kyrie.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
If they're on the team, trust me, there's enough.
I feel like it's gonna be way easier for him to flourish with them.
No looking, and they're creating their own shot, and he can create them shots.
Hey,
it's a great situation.
Once again, so you guys don't know, I have a segment on my podcast called "I Told Y'all in My Bed." And in the "I Told Y'all in My Bed," I usually tell you what I was right.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to be a lot. And I'll tell you what, I was wrong, which ain't so much. But I would say, I told y'all when I said how much I respected Kyrie Irving for taking his stance on the vaccine, because now it's just been told that on March 7th, New York City is going to start taking the restrictions away from the vaccination. So it's going to allow for Kyrie Irving to go ahead and be able to play full time.
He was playing poker.
he damn sure did.
he won. He won.
Yeah, and I asked that same thing on a podcast, and everybody was saying, "Oh no, he didn't win." I was like, "No,
he definitely won.
He won.
He stuck to his guns. You got to respect that.
I don't feel like he necessarily called it bluff. I mean, he tried it, and they stood their ground.
I didn't say he called it bluff. Changed. I said he waited it out.
He had no choice. I mean, you might. Why not wait? I'm still getting the pay.
Right.
It's not like
he still got to play.
He can play away games.
Keeping
so.
The money from when he don't play on at home. So I wait. It's a whole lot easier to stay.
They
around.
Were well. The you got to understand the way the whole thing worked initially, because they weren't going to pay him because they had decided that they weren't going to pay him part time.
Right.
So if he wasn't, like, the Nets owner came, I was like, if he's not a full time player, he's not going to be paid. He's not going to be a player. It wasn't until right before Christmas when COVID hit everybody and they didn't have but like six dudes that they wound up having to say, well, you know what, man, come on back in. And that's when I said Kyrie won.
He won.
He came.
I give you that.
You know what I'm saying? He won and he came the part-time player. So that's where it is. And now here we sit, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of players sitting there like, man, damn.
I should have never did that shit. but it's no real side effect that really happened from it. At worst, they just... You know, Andrew
right.
They bullied him into getting that shit.
They definitely bullied him into that.
It
that damn was wild.
It was wild. And it was the hate for people. And the only thing that I hated that I'll say, that people act like you were doing a disservice to them.
Yeah.
If you didn't get the vaccine, when actually it was the opposite. Or it is the opposite. If you're not vaccinated and I'm vaccinated and I come around you and I'm coughing, I'm fucking you up. It's not hurting me. You're not hurting me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's actually the opposite. And it was actually, it's like somebody compared it to driving, not using a seatbelt, where it's kind of, but.
like nothing's wrong until an accident happens.
Something happens, right.
So basically nothing was wrong until you got sick.
So, yeah, and you would have to get sick for something to happen or be wrong. And you would have to, then you would figure out if you have these other illnesses and something that could be a detriment to your health.
Yeah.
But, like I said, he sat it out, he waited, and I think Brooklyn, with all they got back in that trade, they might have...
They won.
They definitely won.
I feel like they won.
Definitely.
Cause I feel like they won. I definitely feel like they won.
Yeah.
Because Seth Curry is the
But key. It's going to take time to get them together, though.
They're still losing because you don't have your guys back. You still don't have the main pieces. KD is still out. Like. Yeah. If we were saying that they still losing and Kevin Durant was on the floor, then that'd be an issue. Yeah. But I think the playoffs.
You got Harden. Harden is he gonna choke in the playoffs.
Uh-oh.
like he do every time, don't he?
Every year. You gotta show me different. We 12 years in now, bro.
No, honestly. I like this guy.
We 12 years in now. Like, you done been the conference finals, you done choked.
East and West Coast. Both sides.
He ain't been nowhere either.
Right.
I don't think he made it there yet.
He went to the Eastern Conference Finals. And he got to the semis.
Right before.
The semis. Yeah,
right before.
He never been there.
So right.
Yeah.
I mean, we working on potential right now.
So
wait, who never been to the ECF?
Who's that?
Who never been to the ECF?
Embiid.
Yes, he has. Toronto and Kawhi hit that shot
and
on
Kawhi
it.
It took the drop. It took a lucky shot to drop. That's probably one of the best photos ever.
I go for that. Okay,
that was a dope solid.
And he was solid those games. He was solid.
I give him that.
He was solid.
So it's gonna be interesting for sure. Like
side note, Ben was too. But okay.
But once again, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Like we touched on Philly. How do you feel that what's the projection for Brooklyn in the playoffs? Like how far do they go? Are they the favorites? Like I've been hearing a lot of people say they're the favorites.
What over the Bulls? That's bullshit.
I can't go for that. Who's done something on the Bulls? Who's done something on the Bulls in the playoffs?
What DeRozan, LaVine.
DeRozan ain't won nothing.
Caruso. Man, they all do something in the playoffs.
What they done. We're talking about this year, how people are playing.
All them years he played on the Raptors, he didn't do nothing in the playoffs?
Playoff basketball is the...
Huh?
No.
He didn't.
No.
You know, he got spanked by LeBron. Outscored by LeBron.
It's LeBron. LeBron not even going to make it this time.
LeBron outscored his whole team in the playoffs. He did nothing. This is his best year. He's playing outstanding, but it's the regular
season. He is playing outstanding.
Look, sometimes you got to strike that goal.
Until then, you've done nothing. You're not in the conversation.
And right now, he is in the gold lane, so we can't call it out.
You're not applicable until you made the final, and you're the man. And he's never done that.
I will say.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what?
Well, it's his opinion.
If you got a good, solid team, regardless of how one superstar.
I'll say.
Toronto is a prime example.
I'll say they will wear every year. In the playoffs?
Yes.
Listen, man, I'll tell you like this.
Pretty much.
Hold on.
So you do understand that for about, what was that year? The Atlanta Hawks was in the playoffs for like 13 years straight.
Yeah, that means nothing.
All three rounds.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody was counting them as the favorites. Yeah. Nobody would say, oh, man, I think it's the Hawks. Yeah.
The facts that the Hawks made it as far as it did last year, everybody was like, this is amazing.
Right.
We've never done this before.
So I come from the school of I don't – like, and I'm with Gav on this one. I come from the school of I don't believe it until I see it. You got to show me.
It's sports. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? You got to show me that you can get over
the regular season is different from the playoffs.
It's the playoffs. It's completely different. It's a different gear.
James Harden.
He always choking the playoffs.
Prime example, James Harden. Prime
to answer your question – I think Brooklyn has a chance. We would just have to see how good they improve over the season because they got all these new people.
But I do think
they have a chance, at least second round. I would give them second round.
I would give them second round, yeah. Especially if Kyrie is able to play on home and away, then yeah.
Barring injury, they're good to go. So I've heard Chicago. I've heard Philly. We talked about Brooklyn.
My Hawks in there, too. We struggling right now, but we in there.
Y'all going to make that good 7-8.
We're going to have to fight it out.
We're going to have to tussle.
We're going to have to do a couple of these play-in games, these play-in rounds.
Yeah. Y'all had
to get on
a bad stick at home.
But everybody is looking over the defending champion. Is it all bad for the Bucks?
You can't count them out.
No, I would never count the Bucks out.
You can't.
And they kept most of their
teammates. Playoff basketball is different.
Yeah.
You ain't tricking nobody. There's can you stop this or not?
Right.
And the Bucks are good at can you stop this or not basketball.
Yeah.
They might not have the big joker. They definitely got the little joker.
They figured out something.
They got Giannis and this. Can you stop this or not? Mm-hmm. So until you can show it, hey, they going. No, they going. Like it's going. They got to be the facto favorite. I mean, no matter what their standing is, if they're healthy going into the championship, going into the playoffs, they have to be the de facto favorite. Now you got some like I feel like Brooklyn is going right there behind them, but I mean they have to be. You can't discredit Giannis. Done too much.
So it's fair to say the East is fairly wide open.
As always.
East is deep right now.
We just talked about it. You was over there talking, man. We just said Milwaukee. Gav gave a whole speech about Giannis. Exactly.
Man, you can't come in here late, man.
You know, it's even early.
Order me a drink.
But yeah, man.
Greenwood.
So let's talk about the West. Is it Phoenix's West to lose?
I hope that Phoenix pulls through, honestly, because I love CP3 and I love Booker. And Booker has been working hard, like really, really hard for like the past.
You can tell they wanted it bad last year. So I feel
so
like they
bad.
On a redemption like this year. It's like, and we got to get that
they
shit.
They got to, but Chris Paul hurt. So it's kind of like,
Chris Paul has been one of those guys that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I have to see it. To believe it. Like, yes, he's a great leader.
But Chris Paul definitely did it last year, though. He did.
Yeah, he stepped up.
Yeah.
No bullshit. He stepped up big time. He played his game. But he still didn't get over that hump.
I love Booker. I love CP. But I still feel like they don't have They ain't got an MVP candidate. No. They don't have an it guy.
My wild card is the Mavericks, though. I said this a couple weeks ago.
She's been saying that since the beginning of the season.
I said it. They've been upsetting people.
Okay, you piqued my interest.
You like the Mavericks like that?
They're my wild card. That's my random. If anything random was to happen, it would be on them.
Lot of faith in
that
Luka.
Would be them.
I don't even know who else played with him right now. Who else on the team?
You got a
look.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Finney exactly. Smith. Dorian Finney Smith. Jalen Brunson.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta,
but they're another example of Jaylen a good Brunson. Team versus one or two people that are superstars on the team. They're a good example of a good team. So sometimes a good team wins.
Like you got to have stars in the playoffs.
Because you got to have somebody that
you can lean on and score through. Somebody, yes,
I said, that's when you go in, so you can't trick me no more.
Luka is their star.
Luka is their star, yeah.
Yeah, you got to
have going to pull another Dirk, and he's going to drag them to a ring.
You got to have two. You got to have two stars.
In this current league, you need two. I agree. You need a center and a
guard. When was the last time somebody had one? Dirk? And you can't even say that.
As of late, they've been having three.
Yeah, three all the
right, exactly.
You got to have at least two.
So you need two.
You got to have at least two.
You could quietly say Giannis. I mean, because
but
Chris Middleton.
But Middleton been playing. Middleton been playing.
I don't know, bro. Yeah.
Who? Oh, hell no.
Nah.
He a regular guy who's he going to do good. He definitely an all-star.
He's awesome. But
definitely an all-star.
I don't think what's my guy name that they traded for? I think he was the difference. I think Holiday was the difference.
Oh.
I'm not saying I think
I
the
like
combination
Holiday.
Of
he
him.
Was cool.
I think the combination of him and Middleton, that's their star.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, because they put together. They put together because that was team basketball to me.
Yeah.
I think that was ultimate. Like they looked at Giannis and said, "Giannis, you're the guy. Mm-hmm. As you go, we're gonna go. We got your back." And he stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. Essentially, they made their own big three, just in a different way.
So. But we skipped around this West.
I got the Grizzlies.
Ooh.
My boy Ja. Don't play with him.
I like, okay.
Don't play with
okay.
him.
Okay.
Grizzlies,
so,
though.
So this brings me to my next.
All right, sis. I ain't mad at it.
This brings me to my next hold up, guys. A and B conversation. So check this out, everybody.
I'm not mad about it.
We just did the comparison. A, Ja Morant.
Yes.
B, Trae Young.
You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me because I'm a Hawks fan.
Trae is her favorite player.
A,
I'm going with Ja.
No.
A, Ja Morant.
I refuse to answer this question.
B, Trae Young.
She abstract. She abstains.
I can't answer that because Trae is my point guard.
She loves Trae.
It depends.
I can't go against my point guard.
I gotta see what's going on.
It almost depends on what else I got.
Yeah.
Ja is different. Like Ja is like to me, Ja is like the next NBA GOAT.
So in the words of Quaylen, Ja ain't took nobody nowhere.
But Ja has nothing with
him. Oh, he did it in his rookie year?
I played three for Ja.
Right, in the first year coming in.
Where was Ja?
The Grizzlies?
Hold on.
I mean
Ja ain't
No, go ahead.
Ja in his rookie year put the team on his back and drug them to the AFC and drug them to the playoffs. Ja ain't do nothing.
I mean, we talking AFC. We talking about AFC.
Last year, drug them to what that was the bubble, and they played against the Warriors for the play-in and beat them in the play-in and then went to play the Jazz.
I mean, we talking.
Come on now.
We talking about that versus.
Come on now. Trae ain't even do that.
Trae
ain't even do that.
We talking about.
And he got rookie of the year.
We talking about. A guy who had the whole city of New York screaming "fuck Trae Young" because he was
they still
killing
do it.
Them.
I was just there. They still do it. They still be mad.
You know what I'm saying? As he went on his way to lose to the eventual winner in Milwaukee,
yeah. Right.
So he beat. I won't say single handedly because you got John Collins, you got Herter, you got these other guys.
Yeah,
Red Velvet.
Yeah, yeah, you go. He has these other guys that he was able to go with them, and they were. Beat New York, who was at the time the favorite, because everybody from Stephen A. Smith all the way down was picking New York.
Yeah.
Everybody picked Philly. And then after they beat both of those, people then started to recognize what Atlanta was doing.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get over the hump. So I had a friend of mine tell me it's just the fact that the referee stepped on Trae Young's ankle.
Yeah, that was a wild, like...
Yeah, because he got injured. Third round, he was injured. He didn't play the first few
Literally,
games.
Literally, that's what happened. Yeah. He got injured, because other than that, they would have went.
Somebody paid that ref.
The ref backed up.
Right, that was some nasty shit. Nasty work there. Nasty work. I'm telling you.
So, once again, Ja Morant over Trey. I'm taking Trey. I'm just saying.
I'm going to take Trey.
I love Trey. I love Trey, but I have to do Ja. I'm
just,
sorry.
Just today or just off of the love? Just in general, who you taking?
Ja special. He's
special.
He's athletic.
The way he moves,
but until
everything.
I see him take somebody to the Western Conference Finals.
They third seed, so he just might this year.
He just might. I stand by the right that I could change my mind after he accomplishes it. But until he accomplishes it,
you're right.
We talking about. Hey.
We going to. We got faith. We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
That or the Hawks?
Yeah. We'll make it.
I think y'all gonna make it.
We'll make it.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
That's what I'm saying. They went through a bad stint.
But see, we got hit with COVID. Remember when we were signing all them 10 days and stuff? Yeah, like, we got hit very
badly.
We did badly.
Have Lance Stevenson on the squad.
Look, Lance was in there for 2 weeks.
Lance Stevenson was on the squad. Playing,
but
playing beside
right
Skylar Mays.
Still.
He's playing all these
Skylar
G League
Mays.
Players.
Look, okay. Atlanta need Lance to come back for real.
Right.
For real.
An old boy with the bad haircut. What's his name?
Gallo had a bad haircut that playoff series. He had what do you
think? Why y'all coming for Gallo, man?
I can't see it though.
He cut his own mohawk.
I can't
unsee
it though. Cause Gallo, it's forever burned in my mind. That's his haircut from now on.
All Gallo got to do is hoop.
Gallo play tough though. Don't
do
him
Gallo.
Like that.
Okay.
So, Gallo ain't in these streets,
it's still a debate. Ja versus Trey. I'm not conceding that Ja is special. I ain't gonna lie, Ja is special, but I think so is Trey.
Yeah,
they both are.
Don't look at me like that. Just because a nigga can dunk, don't mean he's okay, a
it's not
leader.
Even, no, it's not even just the dunking.
Just
it's not
somebody
even
can
just
dunk.
That.
Yeah, he looks nice.
Yeah.
Going up for a windmill.
Yeah.
But tell me when the game on the line, can he come down and hit three trains?
The threes.
I like that comparison.
You know what? I agree with that.
I can get that.
With the control, I like that. With the control,
I like the control. That's the main thing.
I can get that.
Because Westbrook was playing like that in OKC.
Right.
If we're being honest,
and
he's playing like that.
They wound up giving him too much control.
They did.
And he went haywire. He decided he was going to go and get this triple-double record, and it was over after that.
I mean, also, there was nobody there really to, like, mentor them. It was just three young kids going in OKC, if we're being honest.
So
you know how I feel about Billy Donovan.
So, okay, we're going to move on from the NBA. Another hot topic that I saw on Twitter was everybody going back and forth about this Cam Newton, Mike Vick, Hall of Fame. Cam Newton, Mike Vick, Hall of Fame. A, does everybody in here agree that Mike Vick is a Hall of Famer?
No. Yeah. What?
No. Even though he played for the home team, I can't even lie.
Y'all,
I think Cam has it off top, though.
How would he be a Hall of Famer?
I'm asking. That's what's been going on. I'm asking a question. I wanted
wow,
to hear
that. Wow, I did not expect that response.
Okay. Okay. Now. Okay.
I'm taking
so,
it back.
Is Cam Newton a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I think he's borderline, but and you know I'm a Cam fan. But
he made it
like,
to the Super Bowl.
Just say he's borderline.
By his standards, he's considered the best at one point in
yeah,
the league.
Yeah, one point in the league. He made
so
it
was
the
Mike
Super
Vick.
Bowl.
Mike no, Vick was the face of the league. He was the face of the NFL.
Never the best.
The Mike Vick experience.
Never the best.
So he didn't
he
win
the
award.
He was never the top 10.
That's
yeah,
a story.
See, that's the thing.
That's
Newton is top
that's
in a lot of
in
things.
Atlanta, his most yards he ever threw for in Atlanta is 2,800. Move,
right. Oh, he's talking stat wise. I'm telling you,
okay.
He
move, man. Never had back to
every quarterback of this generation. Every quarterback of this generation. Every quarterback of this generation has basically credited Mike Vick as their hero.
Yeah, literally.
You cannot go against that, gal.
Yeah.
Every quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Fame. Not
literal
the Hall
fame,
of Stats.
Not stats, fame.
Not the Hall of Numbers.
Okay.
It's the Hall of Fame.
What Vic did was change the game. He did
and
change
that, that's
I'll give him that. But outside of that, it's over with. It's we can't talk no number.
You got
wow.
Quarterbacks in there that turned around and had this damn thing off at a time.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the Hall of Fame. It's not
at
the
least
Hall
they got,
of
but
stat.
They got rings. What the fuck have you done? And they got jewelry though, Greg. They got jewelry, Greg.
Yeah. How many
But with the Hall of Fame, they
but they got jury.
But he's yeah. standing as quarterback.
And you said I heard Troy Aikman name come out, but Troy Aikman was never in the bottom tier of numbers. Ever. Never in the bottom tier. I'm just saying he's
he
when you talking about passing stats. You talking about passing? He's never in the top. He's never in the bottom tier.
That's what I'm
year.
Thinking. Because of stats wise, I feel like Cam is gonna make it in. Yeah, just because he's in so many like top list passing yards, completed touchdowns. He's in the top list for so many things.
Yeah,
right. That's why I feel like Cam is gonna make it. As opposed to Vic, he did a lot of great shit.
Yeah,
but like he's not up there numbers wise. And then I feel like what's gonna kind of cock block him too is the whole
dog
shit.
Thing. Yeah, that's
I feel like the NFL is gonna get pushed back against that as well.
Take that away because they love to throw that out there. Like,
they do, and it wasn't even his
fault. I still see people to this day when he's on Fox and they're like, oh, I can't believe they
hired. I mean, but you know what? T.O. eventually got in, so I feel like he'll get in anyway.
Man,
T.O. did get in.
I'm going to be honest with you. These folks feel a certain way about their dogs.
But they hated T.O.
They do.
But they hated
like,
T.O.
For real.
They hated T.O.
But T.O. wasn't out here killing dogs.
It's a white boy somewhere but her.
That's the only thing you got against that, the dog.
That's the only,
I think it'll get pushed back if he is nominated.
I like Mike Vick.
I mean,
I'm not sure. But I think it has to be coming up. Because
it's coming soon. I think it's like 2024.
So, but did you...
Who was his last year in the league?
2017, I think.
Yeah.
2017?
17, 16. Yeah, so it's got to be, like I said, it's coming up. It's coming up. So now I'll flip it. If you're starting a team, and you have to have a QB, are you taking, once again, A or B, are you taking A, Mike Vick, or are you taking B, Cam Newton?
Depending on who my offensive coordinator is. Depends on my offensive coordinator.
I'm taking Mike. I'm not taking Vic every time,
but it depends
Vic's
on
still
the
out here racing, doing 40-yard dashes.
If I can't get Andy Reid, I'm not fucking with Vic.
You're not fooling with Vic?
If I can't get Andy
Reid, Dan Reeves had Vic popping.
Huh?
Dan Reeves had Vic going.
No, he didn't. His numbers were fucking horrible. What are you thinking about?
Tell him.
He rushed for 1,000 yards and he threw for 2,200. They were 79. Fuck that.
Right.
That's his. No, it wasn't. It was Roddy fucking White, a fucking Hall of Famer himself.
He was a rookie.
Roddy White is not a Hall of Famer. Hold on. Roddy White is not a Hall of Famer.
He will be eventually. He's not going in for a ballot ever. He will be eventually. His numbers.
I don't know about that. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm saying on numbers wise.
I like Roddy.
Numbers wise,
I don't
he got
know
to go.
If Roddy make it in the hall.
No, but T.O. made it in though.
I said eventually. You get to try for 30 years.
Yeah, you got that's
well,
what
hell, in 2050, I mean, damn.
And then will he be alive?
Go in. The shit's big on your resume. They don't say when you got it.
That's true.
You don't get extra credit for going first ballot.
No, you don't. You either in or you're not.
No, I think it's like 30 years. It's like a 30-year window for real. Like, yeah, like because they just inducted some dudes from like 1960. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Like baseball, you got time to make it in.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was stupid.
Because,
but they got so many tries.
He definitely deserved to be in there.
It's just a bigger window. It's like a bigger window. Yeah.
It's more people, though. They have to consider more people than baseball.
Well, I'm stricter, and they get on me because I'm stricter on the Hall of Fame than most people are.
Oh, it wouldn't be like eight people in there.
It was
because it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Very Good. And I feel like they put a lot of very good players.
You mix the Hall of Fame with Hall of
Greatness. That's what the Hall of Fame is.
I mean,
I'm with
it's the most famous or like popular. It's a popularity
transition.
You got quarterback.
Man, say that shit for the Pro Bowl.
I don't agree with that.
That's what it is. I'm trying to learn that.
Like,
they try to validate it with, you know, top players. But when you see guys like Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, are you crazy?
You said Bill who?
You gonna look at Bill Walton number, bro.
Oh, Bill Walton.
Man.
Bill Walton came in with a rookie deal. Finals MVP.
Accolade.
You said
accolade, not number.
Yeah.
Are we going to look at total numbers or are we going to look at his prime?
Bill Walton.
Are we looking at total numbers or his prime? See, because you could take Boston Bill when he got bad knees and bad back and all this, and he wasn't doing nothing but getting in there for like 3-4 minutes.
In and out.
Right. Fresh
out
of school. That'll beat the hell out of your stats.
What decade was this?
He was definitely in the 70s. But he was doing it. And some black guys, you know.
That was before the merger, right?
No. Nah.
So after the merger?
Yeah.
Like right after the merger.
He doing your uncle too.
I'm talking about right after the merger. Like, they absorbed the ABA and then Bill Walton.
He was still balling, though.
I'm taking Cam.
Oh,
you're
no.
taking Cam. So
you
I got one.
Cam?
I like I you bringing it back.
I
you got one for Cam.
Basketball. I just made y'all start talking about basketball.
right. I appreciate you bringing it back. You got one for Cam. We got a Depends.
He needs to know the rest of the staff before
right,
he makes
he
a decision.
Right, he want to
vote. Cam do better than Vic.
I'm going with Vic.
What's your vote?
He got more touchdowns. And at the end of the day, sports is about winning.
Winning, yeah, you're right.
And he's played less years than Vic has, and he already has surpassed him in all these things.
I do have to give Vic a discount because
he went to prison.
No, no, not that.
For some puppies.
No, not that. He also never looked at a playbook. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I take points off the board because he never looked at the playbook.
Well, why are you taking points off when it should be added? Because he don't need all that.
I need my QB to be a student of the game. That's why they gave him 6'6" receivers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Neither one of them are just, really, they the same except Cam is stronger and Vic is faster.
Yeah, Vic
but
fast.
All their attributes,
so
athletically, they the same person. That's why I'm trying to ask you that. Like, who, in what scenario would you pick Cam over?
If he playing Madden, he playing with Vic.
Cam, no, I'm not. I'm playing with Cam. Every time.
On Madden?
I got Cam.
I'm gonna make sure. You play me with
Vic. On Madden?
I got Cam.
Because he from the crib.
On 2K?
Cam gonna throw for 3,500 every year. Vic has never done it, ever.
I agree with that.
It's over then. It's not what we're talking about.
Different game, different people.
No, it's not.
But you can't say no, it's not when you were the one who said, I need to see the offensive coordinator.
Oh, no, because I really feel like if Andy Reid is there and he got a 16 game, I really think Vic got the most potential. But I haven't seen it from him.
Okay.
Like I said, it's only Andy Reid. If I can't get Andy Reid, it's over. It's not even a question.
I keep it in the Hall of Fame talk real quick. I want to do this before we go to our first intermission. We talked about it briefly, but I do the A or B, Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan?
Stafford.
Stafford for sure. Easy, right? That was a layup.
But I'll concede, you know what I'm saying? I threw it out there to ask a question.
He went by your rule. He did it, and you saw it.
Right.
So
let's do this. Because I see my guy over here. I want to send a shout out. My boy Leeko Brown just came in the building. He came and joined the conversation, sparked it up.
Yes, sir.
I see the CEO of Greenwood Whiskey, Quaylen Gordon, KG up in here. Also, my guy, Jay Reeske up in here. Hey, I got that Garlito. This man has his own cigars.
Hey, I know that's right. Black owned businesses.
There you go.
Right.
Garlito, that's my joint. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, put
hey,
the gas in it.
Holler at him. Holler at him. But, so, yes, I'd like to thank all of our people that came out and joined us today. I'd like to thank my producer, my co-producer, Greg Rush, my producer and engineer, DJ Reese Boogie, and my DJ, world-famous DJ Unique. So until next week, it's the Commissioner's Conversation. Once again, we're live from Blends 2 in Hapeville. That's 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. We encourage you to come out with us every Monday. Join us. Come in, holler at us, join in on the conversation. Hey, you never know where it's going to go, baby. Come in.
It's going to go left every time.
DJ Unique, let's roll.
Unique.
Fuck
all the bartenders.
Shit.
Bartender,
bartender.
Yeah, all the bartenders, Tamika.
Tamika, happy birthday, Tamika.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye.